I got the whatever the post travel
snorgles. Yeah.
Good morning. Good okay, morning. I'm gonna cough. Hang on.
Go ahead. Good morning, everybody. She's got the post snorgles.
I got the whatever this stuff is. God, maybe I've got the Rona again.
Oh, that'd be great because I basically slept right next to you. That'd be awesome.
Maybe you gave it to me.
But then again, I've been right next to you before when you had the Rona and I didn't get the Rona. So
that's true.
I don't understand. And I mean, I don't get it.
You might be the host monkey. You maybe could be giving it to all kinds of people. You don't know.
Maybe I am the host monkey.
You might be.
I am the contagion monkey. Maybe I am.
Hey, you guys, what's up? What's happening? We're on split screen again. Sucks.
Look at us. I know. It's really bizarre. And we also don't have a bartender.
Yeah, that's missing. I had to make my own coffee today. Me although too. I will say it's better than the Trump Hotel coffee.
Yeah, my coffee does have a little bit of flavoring and stuff in it. I was able to do kind of what I wanted to do to it. And yeah. It didn't cost $5.
Right. It did not cost $5. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get going on anything, wanted to remind you that we are still happily sponsored by Omaha Steaks. And Omaha Steaks is doing another like special for the fall. So they're doing this like assortment, like where you get a gigantic cooler filled with so many different things from Omaha Steaks. So much meat, guys. I mean, we're talking, okay, so here, just listen to the stuff that's included in this deluxe grill out assortment. 4 filet mignons, 4 chicken breasts, 4 chops, 4 filet mignon burgers, 8 filet mignon burgers, 8 gourmet jumbo franks, 8 all beef meatballs, 4 tartlets. I know that's your favorite. We got the 4 ounce scalloped potatoes, the seasoning. And then if you get this gigantic, amazing grill out assortment and you use the keyword chicks, it's not a promo code. What you do is you go to omahasteaks.com and then in the search bar, you type chicks. And then that takes you to this this grill out assortment where you get to see all the yummy stuff in it. And if you order it that way, like using our keyword to get there, then you also get 12 free Omaha Steak burgers just thrown right in. And this is the greatest, yummiest, most delicious food ever.
Oh my God, they're so great. And like, it's, you guys, fall is coming. This is like the greatest time. You're going to start having family come in. This is like off, it comes frozen. You just like shove it in your freezer. It's there. You have it ready to go. And like everybody starts
getting brought to you.
Yeah. It's so great. So, so good.
And it's like, imagine if you were at a cabana and you just wanted a giant thing of frozen meat. It'd be like if Garrett or Steve from the cabana just brought it to you.
They just bring it to you.
I mean, that's, you don't have to go
anywhere.
And then
they whip up a tartlet and you're ready to go. They just whip it right up.
They just whip it right up, you guys. Right up. Yeah. So again, you just go to omahasteaks.com and then you do keyword chicks and you get 50% off. So if you do it that way, 50% off plus those free steak burgers, that is a deal that you do not want to miss out on.
Yes.
And you can help show your appreciation for us by helping out omahasteaks.com. Anyway, all right. So lots of actual news to get to today. But we wanted to start off with the Emmys because that's on Sunday night, our last night in the hotel, we had TV on.
We went out partying. Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't go out partying. We never
went out. We talked about partying a lot.
We talked about it a lot. And then we got in our jammies and we watched the Emmys.
Right.
That's what we did. So we watched the Emmys and I noticed that like it was weird to me because I kept waiting for like one of these blowhard celebrities to get up on stage and start talking about like the border or something political. Because they always do. And they've done that for the past 4 years ad nauseum. I feel like they've always gotten up on the stage and they just talk and they lecture us. They get them, and they lecture and they tell us what we should be doing and what everybody should be doing with their lives, right? It didn't happen. It was so weird because like on our border, our southern border right now, right here in Texas and Del Rio, the heat, the children are, I mean, it's this... just that the conditions are terrible. I mean, like, women are miscarrying. Like, there's, you think about the treatment of like women and children and how they're the big advocates of that, right? And they always talk about that. They're just ignoring what's happening. And it's a humanitarian crisis. It's a national security crisis. There's talk about how, like, what happens if the numbers get so big down there that there's some sort of an uprising? What happens? I mean, like, there's, it's getting, you guys have seen the pictures.
Okay, but go back to the Emmys first, because we'll get to the border, because there's tons to get to on the border.
Well, that's my point. They're not talking about it. No one's talking about it. Like, there was not a peep about it on it. Like, I found that so surprising that, like, nobody said a word. And I guess it's because what? It's like, it's just because it's happening on their president's watch, and because he's too busy riding a bike.
Well, they like everything that's happening now, so they don't have anything to complain about.
So they like what's happening on the border? Like, they like that? They actually enjoy that? I mean, this is the thing, because they screeched about kids in cages.
Right. They don't mind it anymore. Because the right president is in office, and so none of that matters anymore.
It's just nuts. Like, these people are such fair-weathered phonies. And they're also fair-weathered phonies because none of them were wearing masks. And you guys saw, like, even Seth Rogen had the balls to actually get up on stage and be like, this is kind of whack, you know? And there was,
well, he did, but the problem is that he wasn't saying, he was scared. Like, the reason that he, reason that he brought, because you guys, we noticed from the very beginning while we were watching it, we were like, this looks, where are they? They look ridiculous. The lighting is terrible. The sound is terrible. Like, there's all these shadows, and it looked so cheap and phony and weird.
It looked like they were in a bad high school or like a club or something. It was strange. Yeah.
It was weird. And so we kept commenting on that. Well, it was only later that we found out they were in a tent because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so that's why it looked so dumb. And so Seth Rogen apparently called out the fact that there were too many people in there. And he was like, you guys, there's way too many of us in here. Do you not see that this is not working? They promised us we would be outside. And so they were outside, but they were in an enclosed tent with like probably less good air circulation than what you find in an actual building.
Right. So, I mean, it sort of defeats the purpose. I mean, it's just, it was so ridiculous. Like, you might as well just like shoved 50 people in a Coleman tent.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. They have no idea what they're doing. But then they were like, but this is science.
They were called out by like everybody. And there are actually people who are defending that Hollywood production crews and anything related to like Hollywood essentially is exempt from normal rules. And that's just how it is. They're exempt because they're Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's fine. They don't even understand how ridiculous that looks. And meanwhile, our kids are all masked up.
Right.
It's so dumb.
Exactly. And then none of the people on the border are masked up. Those people aren't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let me show you that video. You guys, Ducey went after, Saki on this particular question, and she's such an idiot. But first of all, let me just mention too that the Emmys ratings went up, which is incredible. Like, I don't even understand. It's probably because of us.
It's probably because of us. I blame myself. I feel responsible for that. We should have been out. Damn it.
We had to get up though so early on Monday.
I know. So we get up at like 3 a.m, you guys.
Oh my God. So there's an article that says the Emmys sees the ratings rise to 7.4 million after 7 years of falling viewership, bucking trends of all the other award shows that are being watched by fewer people than ever before. For some reason, people tuned in probably because they were like, what the hell is, why does it look so weird?
Why does it look weird? Yeah.
It was
live, and it was, everything was so funky, and like things were going wrong, and we were just like, what is happening? It looked like a bad high school production.
Yeah.
It was just horrible. We could have done a better job.
What? You're fine.
Your dog is, Maisie's mad. Maisie's really fine. Mad about it.
That's Ella.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ella's really mad about it.
She's very mad about it. Actually, the one thing I do remember them doing that was political, I heard a couple of the people talk about like women's pay, and I was just
that's right.
Shut up about women's pay. You guys are more equal than anybody. Just shut up.
And they had to have something to bitch about.
Well, yeah, I guess
if that was, I guess that was going to be the one thing they were going to bitch about. Meanwhile, we have like crises everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there are fires, literal oh my fires God. All over the country. And they're like, we're not paid enough. I'm making enough money. Oh my God, shut up.
Okay, here is that Peter Ducey asking, and this is the question about the, again, he's trying to push back on her about the people coming illegally not being vaccinated. And she's like, let me try to like press secretary explain this to you again, Peter. That's basically what she says, but just watch her ridiculous answer. Here it comes.
People who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country, right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Let me She's in total denial of reality.
Right. They all are. They're all in total denial, as evidenced by the fact that our president was riding around on a bike looking like a girl this weekend, by the way. I mean, listen, I ride bikes. My husband and I ride. We are cyclists. But I mean, he was like going about 5 miles an hour and he's like, look at me. I'm getting exercise.
Did he have a basket on his bike?
He should have had a bell on his. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He looked ridiculous.
And then Mayorkas comes out to say, to like reassure us all. He's like, the border is closed.
Oh, is it?
Really? Have you been to it? Yeah. Because it's wide ass open.
No.
I just don't. How are they this bad at their jobs?
If you say it enough, then it must be true, right? Because this is what they did for years and years and years. They said things enough until people were like, oh, it must be true. I mean, they did a lot of that. That's the way of propaganda, Democrat propaganda. They just would say crap and say it and say it and say it. And then people would be like, oh, yeah, that's okay. And this is the thing. I think they're just like, well, the border's closed. The border's closed. So, I mean, this all the stuff that you see happening, it's not happening.
It's not happening. And by the way, how are there 15,000 Haitians there? How did they get there?
I don't know. That's a great question. It's a fantastic question.
It's not even their closest border.
No.
So like, I don't understand how they are being, how is this happening? Except that everybody keeps hearing that the border is open. And so they keep coming. Whose fault is that, Kamala? Have you figured out that root cause, moron?
That's the thing. I'd like, you know, we talk about that a lot too, where they always have, well, at least for the past 4 years, another thing about these celebrities is they bitched and moaned about how horrible our country is. It's like, but yet we've got, you see the pictures of all these people flooding our, why are they clamoring to get in here then? If it's so bad, why are these people just like doing everything they can to get into our country? Why? You know, and then you've got Kamala and Joe both on the campaign trail back when they campaigned, basically saying, come on in, we'll give you everything for free. This is their fault.
Everything that's happening
right now, where all these people are just like getting now where it's a humanitarian crisis. You've got people that are sick and it's just gross. The conditions are disgusting. That is their fault.
And somebody's going to have to tell me if anybody ever asked Kamala in her briefing about them, like, you know, discontinuing drone footage of the pictures from above at Del Rio, because it looks pretty bad. You know what I mean? That they were like, you can't fly drones over. And so then Border Patrol just started taking up the news crews with their cameras.
Right.
So, but that, That's the kind of stuff that I want the press to get in cahoots about, because at least they should be all in agreement that they don't want anything to be hidden from them.
Right.
And so when they do, when the White House does something that blatant to say, we don't want you to see what's going on, you would think all the people in the press would have a problem with that, because then they're left out of the loop.
It took a while for us to get to this point, though, where we're finally seeing what's going on, because for months, they hit it. I mean, they absolutely hit it. That should be a problem to everybody.
It should be a problem to everybody. But here's what's not a problem to everybody. Here is a new easy way for you guys to get gold, actual physical, like gold that you can hold. Oh, I wanted to show my bar. Do you have your bar?
I can go grab it.
We got our first bars. We got our first bars. We're so excited. So this is the cool thing. Like, this is, you get to actually hold it. Okay. So it's a monthly subscription. It's not an IRA. It's not something that's not tangible. You spend either $30, $50, or $100 a month with Acre Gold. And you actually are buying gold. Look at, see? That's what it looks like when you get it. That is a 2.5 gram bar of gold, solid gold. That is what it looks like. And so you get to store it in your little safe at home, and you just keep building up your supply of it, right? With your monthly subscription. It's a really cool way to invest in gold and feel like you actually, you know, have it, because you do. That's what's so great about it.
It's
you
physical.
Actually have it.
It's physical. Hold it.
I want to let's turn, get I physical.
I want to turn to a giant like necklace.
Don't poke holes in that gold.
Don't tell me what to do.
So you guys, here's what you do. You just need to go to getacregold.com/chicks. And then you can start your subscription like immediately. And then they're also doing a special, right? Where if they're basically giving away a bar of gold, and here's how to do it. Here's how to qualify. You either tweet or post about why you should be the winner of a bar of gold, just like what Daisy's holding up. And you mention @get_acre on any of your social media. If you do that, you say, here's why I should be the recipient of that gold bar, then maybe you will be. That's how to do it. But in the meantime, if you want to start your subscription, that is how you do it. You go getacregold.com/chicks, and then that will start your subscription. It's really cool. So excited to have it.
I know, right? Me too.
Like to have it in our dirty little hands.
Yeah.
And now in our safes. That's what you do.
Exactly.
Okay. What was I going to say about the border? There was another border thing that I was going to say. Maybe not, because I already said Mayorkas was a big fat loser.
He is a big fat loser. Yeah.
Oh, the fact that Biden is now increasing the number of refugees allowed into the country.
Yes.
So, because apparently there's not enough people coming in that aren't supposed to be here. So he wants to increase that number.
Yeah, I saw something last night where we are at the point where we're almost at I think we're at a breaking point. Like I think we're full. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's ridiculous. But I mean, obviously it's by design, right? I mean, Democrats are they're doing this because they want voters. I mean, they want people, let's get real. They want people to vote. They want these people to vote for them.
Yeah.
It's all by design. I mean, it's like, you know, and I think we all know that this is so obvious, you know, and that's what these people do. Cause a lot of the people, I mean, let's face it. A lot of those people that they were saying, come on over, we'll give you free stuff. Come on. It's great.
Come on over.
Right. Come to the coast. We'll have a few laughs, you know, that kind of thing. They came up like, and then these people came and now they're like, Tom is like, I don't understand why they're coming. Well, idiot, they're coming because you invited them. You basically said, and we're gonna give you free stuff, and it's like a big party in America. Come on, we'll give you free crap. And so they're here. They showed up at our doorstep. What the hell did you think they were gonna do? You know? And then they tell their families to come, and they're here. This is what they're gonna do. And this is, I don't see why this is such a big shock to people, but they're going to keep coming. And we cannot do this. We cannot sustain this, you know, but these people are going to vote by and large. They're going to vote Democrat.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie. And thank you, Peter. Julie sent a super sticker to help replenish our coffee. And Peter says, here's to your Betty Ford visit from your vacation. LOL. Thank you for the cabana casts. They were a blast.
It was so fun
to do that.
It really was fun to do. I wish we could kind of do those like every so often, you know? We need to do a cabana cast at least once a month just to keep our sanity, you know?
Well, that's definitely going to be an annual trip. Faux show.
You know what's so funny? I don't know if we told you guys this, but Garrett, the guy that was our server, he's going to be a marriage and family therapist. And I was like, so he basically serves people, you know, all day. He serves people. Think of the crap that he sees.
Oh my God.
And the people that he gets to meet.
And the drunkenness.
Right. And exactly. But he was very sweet, very dear. I mean, pretty young, like in his late 20s, but that's what he's going to do. He's going to be a marriage and family therapist. And we were like, you go. He goes, come back next year. And if you have problems, you can come see me in my private practice. And we were like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
You guys, I hope you're all sitting down. Are you sitting down? Is everybody sitting?
I'm sitting.
You guys all seated?
We're sitting.
Justin Trudeau has won re-election. So I'm sorry, Canada, but what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't understand it. You know, I just don't. But then again, Biden won too. So,
oh my God,
I don't understand people these days. I don't. You know, I think it's like the resurgence of the beta male. You know, it's like this really weird. I don't know. It's why does the world want wussy men? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's kind of like how now the younger generation of boys wants thick girls.
Yeah.
And apparently the younger generation of women wants soy boys.
Yeah. So it's like this strange juxtaposition. It's like the men want to be wussy and then the women want to be sort of overpowering so they can beat the crap out of the men. Is that what it is?
I guess so.
Is that what we're doing?
Thank you, Dawn. Dawn sent a super sticker also.
Thank you, Dawn.
If anybody cares, Chelsea Handler is in love for the first time.
With so what?
What's happening?
What is she in love with? I mean, that's
it appears to be a man.
I was going to say, I mean, I feel like that was a legit question, don't you think?
That was, and I shouldn't assume his gender. I don't know.
You shouldn't. I can't believe you did that.
No, but it's somebody of import. I don't know, but
is she
like,
saying? Is she saying?
Yeah. It's not a secret. I'll find the name for you. It was like a master chef dude or a master welder.
Does he know?
Oh yeah, like he's totally into it. Even know because you watch shows that are like reality home whatever shows.
Right.
So maybe you'll know.
Oh
Hang
my
on.
God, it's like a domestic person. It's like a person that does like a TLC.
Well, I forget what he does. I'll tell you. It's Joe Coy. Do you know who that is?
Maybe if I saw his picture.
Okay, hang on. Joe Coy. Who is that guy? He's a person. Hang on. He is a person.
That's good.
And the person that he is, why they're waiting until the very bottom of the article.
Nowadays,
to talk about
people fall in love. With
okay, here we go. He is the Metal Shop Masters host.
Okay.
Metal Shop Masters.
All right.
Does that sound familiar?
Kinda. I mean,
so
yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway, they've known each other forever. Like they've known each other and been friends since 2005, but now they're like a whole big couple.
Well,
so
that's
a thing.
Nice that they've known each other for a long time and now they've just decided to do the boinking.
Right.
That's nice.
But she says it's she's actually an in love person, like an in love person now.
Okay. Well, she stopped showing her boobs on Instagram.
No, that will never stop. Pretty sure we're not going to be rid of that.
That's too bad.
We do need to tell you about how awesome Genucel is. And the fact that right now you can still get 50% off any of their pre-curated put together packages, which are awesome. And you're going to love every single product in them. So you can choose between like the spa package, which is my favorite. You can choose the most popular products package. Any of the pre-selected put together packages are 50% or more off. Some of them are even more than that.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to get Genucel. That is what is helping. I feel like it's helping us
not age as quickly as we otherwise might.
That's right. The XV cream is like butter. It's like gold. It's platinum.
Fluff butter.
It's like, right. It's fluff butter technology. It's fantastic. And then they have this jawline treatment, which is amazing. I think we're going to be like doing a video this weekend about it.
Yeah. We're going to show you the products, like hold them and apply them. And we're going to like basically make fun of all of the influencer videos that show you how right. to do skincare.
Probably with cocktails. We'll probably do it with cocktails.
Yes. Right. So any case, if you want to get 50% off of GenuCell package, try it for yourself. You're going to love it. Just go to lovegenucell. It's GENUCEL.com/. Seriously, you guys, try it. You're going to love it. I promise.
The best.
All right, let me tell you about some talks. I can show you a woman who is livid about the Emmys, or I can show you like a funny dude. There's so many funny
dudes. I want to hear about the woman that's livid at the Emmys. What was she? Why was she mad?
Same reasons we're mad.
Okay, I want to hear.
But she's like extra super mad.
I want to hear so then I can pray for her. I want to hear.
Okay, I think she said she drops a lot of F-bombs, you guys. So hide your kids, hide your wives.
Yikes.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
This should fucking infuriate you.
Can you see that?
On my TV right now.
No.
The Emmy Awards. Look at all these celebrities all hanging out together around the table. Maskless. Look at all these celebrities. Man, what it must be to be the elite freaking 1% that doesn't get infected sitting at the fucking Emmys. But your child, your five-year-old, has to go to school, sit in an acrylic cage with a mask on because we're infecting everybody. Get this shit fixed, America. You should be as furious as I am that this is what the world has come to. It is time to rise up, and if don't stand for yourself, stand for our future generations, because this is outrageous.
Well, she's mad.
And I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all.
There I am.
It's interesting because like she's really mad about it, but I heard a lot of people and I saw a lot of people on social media because I saw people making fun of the Emmys, blah, 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 doing the same kind of stuff, similar ways. And then the comments from liberals would be like, they're all vaccinated. They had to show vaccination cards.
Oh my God.
So this is what they would say. And I'd be like, oh my God, like they don't get it.
Did you see the whole James O'Keefe is doing a huge spread now? The first episode came out last night of his vaccine COVID, like blockbuster, you know, thingamajiggy. And so basically there's a woman who works for Health and Human Services, who's a whistleblower, who's just come out, and she got all kinds of underground footage or undercover footage of just what's going on in hospitals and how there's doctors that are saying, this is all complete bullshit. Like everything is bullshit.
Well, we need to sift through that today and we need to go through it tomorrow on our show.
There's only one episode that was released so far, but it's really good. And she's upset because a friend of hers died. It's a whole bunch of it is super compelling to listen to. And there's some doctors that she caught on tape, you know, that are totally bought in. They're 100% bought into all of the craziness right now. There's other doctors who are like, vaccine is dangerous. And they're not reporting how dangerous it can be for some people. Her friend died, shouldn't have died, but her friend didn't want to take the vaccine, was coerced, and now she's gone. And so, you know, she's really upset about that, but I think it is going to be a pretty compelling series that he's doing right now.
Yeah. But okay. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, and you know, I'm sure it'll get shut down. I'm sure that if people start,
it may already be down from YouTube already. Cause I watched it on YouTube last night and I was like, this is not going to stay up. There's no way. Is it going to stay.
That should frighten everybody. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's not going to stay up. Like we're already saying, oh my God, people aren't going to see this. And if you share it on Facebook, you'll get shut down.
Well, he'll definitely, I mean, I hope, I would think that he's on Rumble by now. Rumble won't take it down. So if you can't find it, or it's been taken down from the normal places that you look, try looking for it on Rumble, because I'm sure it'll be there. Or sign up for his emails and you'll get it sent to you through email. But yeah, I mean, it's yikes. And I just don't think, the reason that I brought it up is because you said something that triggered that for me. And that is that I think a whole lot of vaccinated people are not only catching COVID, but they're spreading it.
Okay.
So this vaccine, I don't think, and like what this whistleblower says is, it's not doing what it was supposed to do.
No.
And they just need to own it and be honest. And they're not being honest.
No. And there are a lot of, but there are a lot of stupid people, sorry, ignorant people that think, oh, I have the vaccine, so I'm invincible, and you're unclean because you right. don't have it. And that is, that's the narrative. That's the messaging from the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. It's not, it's just simply not okay. Cause it's irresponsible and it's divisive and it's wrong. It's just wrong in every way. And it's not based on science. When these people are constantly saying, we're basing everything on science and you guys are dumb and you don't know science. They're the people we've talked about how they're the people who have PhDs. There's so many people who have PhDs who are like, I'm not telling you any shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, we need to all just calm down and we need to read and we need to like really like do our research. But the problem is that a lot of times you can't get your hands on it because they're not
looking right. Well, and think about that. Is it really science if you're not allowed to ask questions about it? You know, we were watching TV last night, and again, I see all these commercials for all these prescriptions that take 5 minutes listing all the potential side effects and terrible things that can happen to you.
Right.
You never see that on the vaccine commercials. Nope. All you see is get vaccinated, super safe, everything's perfect.
Right.
Why would they do that? Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, I've worked for drug companies for, I did it for years, and I would spend, my God, we spend forever just doing serious adverse events, death summaries, adverse events. I mean, there, you spend years doing documentation on that. Years.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was one of a gajillion people that did that just for one drug, just for one clinical study. I mean, one clinical study. It's like, yeah, I'm just saying. It's nuts. It's nuts how they are forcing this down people's throats. I don't understand it. I never will. And the fact that people are hesitant about it doesn't make us non-scientific. You know, it doesn't make us anti-science. It just makes us go, it doesn't make us anti-vax either. So there's that.
All right. It is time for us
to bring it in.
To bring it in.
To properly bring it in. You guys, we hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.